This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, do you remember in elementary school or high school? And I don't know what it is, but it seems like without fail, there's always a bully in every giving setting. I don't know why. There's always a bully. And for some reason or another, that bully could go around and do whatever he wanted to do, and everybody knew who the bully was. Now, just think about that. Everybody knew who the bully was, and everybody was waiting for the bully to finally get his, right? But remember how that guy or that girl used to go around and just pick on anybody at will? And you dare not do anything back? Because if you do, there's going to be recompense, and it's going to be recompense that you are just not going to want to face. Sound familiar, friends? A totalitarian bully. A totalitarian bully, friends. A system of government that acts in a totalitarian way. A system that operates by force. A system that operates by force. It creates its own political enemies. And as it creates its own political enemies, it browbeats them. You, America. You, America. What am I talking about, Bradley? What are you talking about, dude? Nancy Pelosi, one of the most despicable individuals known to as a matter of fact, in the history of American government. And it's, by the way, she is an example of what the American people tolerate. So when you look at her and say she should be ashamed of herself, you're right. But the American people should be ashamed for tolerating the likes of this baser sort. Read 1 Corinthians 13:33. Nancy Pelosi said that her party, as if to suggest there's a two-party system or a 103-party system that many believe that there is, yet they can't find it in the Constitution, but they keep talking about it regardless to their own demise. But Pelosi said that the Democrats will act boldly and decisively on gun control laws. Gun control laws? What is she talking about? Well, again, when I go to the Bill of Rights, what do I find, friends? I find in the Bill of Rights that the people have a right to keep and bear arms. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means not be violated. But I know that the American people have been desensitized and bullied into submission by a totalitarian government as if to suggest they know better than you and that they have somehow received delegated authority from God knows who, literally, to go ahead and implement that which is unconstitutional. Nancy Pelosi says we are going to act boldly and decisively on gun laws. And the only way that she's going to get a response is if the American people give it to her. In other words, the only way that she's going to take any ground is if the American people forfeit or give up their God-given rights to do so. Look at this system of government that is constantly bullying the American people into submission. When are the American people going to stand up and say, wait a second, I just read my founding documents. I just read the Word of God first and foremost. Luke 11:21. Why would you want to create more gun laws to strip the American people from defending themselves? I mean, again, look at gun laws now as to how you're stripped in many ways of actually protecting you and your family illegally. But America, the only footing they have is that which has been given to them. Again, look at how government is now trying to take away your God-given rights in doing so, in protecting you and your family. Here's the message they're giving you, friends, hand in glove with the media. You better not defend yourselves against us, because if you do, we'll cry anarchy. We'll cry hate. We'll demonize those that don't fall into submission. Does this all sound familiar, America? We'll create our own political enemies. We'll browbeat them into submission. And if they don't, this is what we'll label them. This is what we'll name them. Again, the message is you better not defend yourself against us, because if you do, we'll demonize you. And then they say, on the other hand, let us defend you. Let's disarm you, but in the same time, let us defend you like they did over in the UK. Really? How's that working out for them? I mean, the cops have now been disarmed, friends. You can go online and watch video of Muslim immigrants coming in and trying to machete cops. And cops are literally dancing around this guy, trying to defend themselves from his crimes with laser guns. It's embarrassing what people will submit to. But again, they say, the government says, let us defend you. Let's disarm you, but let us defend you, for you're not capable. This is their message. Oh, well, what are you capable of? Besides lying, stealing, and killing on the behalf of your father, the devil. John 8:44. John 10:10. They say, let us defend you, Americans. And at the same time, they say, let's strip them of their God-given rights to defend them. And in the meantime, we'll say on the other hand again, let us defend you, for you're not capable to defend yourself. And in the meantime, they attack all the more. Attack, 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 and the media hand in gloves demonize an American people that have the right to bear arms. Just keep in mind, friends, there's hundreds of millions of guns in this country. They want to minimize your power. And what they do is they create the crimes through false flag attacks. How many of these shootings, friends, have been called into question? How many of these shootings have found false flags all over them? Government intervention. Hitler sending in the brown shirts to create the crime so they can attack their political opponents to disarm the American people. Look at those bad guns. Look at those bad guns. But yet they stand there at the same time, and most Americans don't catch this, but they stand there at the same time with armed details protecting them from you. We're going to come right back after this break. Talking about Nancy Pelosi says we'll act boldly and decisively on gun laws. Really? Who delegated that authority to her, Americans? Let me say it again. Who delegated that authority to her to strip you of the right to bear arms?
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how Nancy Pelosi, this despicable human being that is tolerated by the American people, who is now mysteriously being put up, friends, being put up again as the Speaker, the House Speaker. And she said, we're going to act boldly and decisively on gun laws. And she convinces a lot of you blind and deaf individuals out there who have eyes to see and see not and have ears to hear and ear not. As she's sitting there, standing there talking about how she wants more gun control. She does. Keep in mind, she never received delegated authority from the people to implement anything that is outside of her scope of authority in any sense of the word. Usurpation, friends. Overreaching, big time. But she stands there with armed detail around her, protecting her from you, protecting herself from you, the American people, in the process of stripping you of defending yourself. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. You know, it's funny because this morning I was reading the Declaration of Independence, and isn't it interesting, when I was reading this, I knew this before, but it just came back to me again. Look what the American people have tolerated. Look what our forefathers didn't tolerate. Look at the example that they set before us to follow. Look at how far off course the American people now are. And they wonder why they're being enslaved, why they're being brought back in ships to Egypt. Because of what you tolerate. When I was reading this, I started to think about the fact that Nancy Pelosi stands in front of us as a very example, friends, of what our forefathers threw off. And when I was reading the Declaration of Independence, I thought to myself, wait a second, now let me go back for a moment, because there's always some idiot that wants to take me out of context. We're talking about defending ourselves, friends. We're not talking about committing a crime. We're talking about defending ourselves and our families against anybody that would mean harm to us in any sense of the word, and that includes your government. That's why the Declaration of Independence and the usurpations were written for us to learn. Right? But when we look at Nancy Pelosi, she's the very person, she embodies the very person and the type of people that our forefathers warned us of. And they showed us what to do in process. We're not talking about overthrowing the Constitution here, friends. We're talking about overthrowing those that mean to pervert the Constitution and our God-given rights. And keep in mind, when we're talking about the Bill of Rights here, the Bill of Rights are thou shalt nots to them that serve we the people. And until the American people understand that, they're going to continuously attack. And they are. We're going to act boldly and decisively on gun laws, said Nancy Pelosi. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their, guess what, friends, their safety. It's the first thing they said. Their safety. Their safety. Their safety. That's why they told us, friends, again, that when any form of government, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. You know, it's interesting because when you go to that preamble of the U.S. Constitution, I want you to listen to this. Because the very first thing it tells us, friends, in the preamble is that we are to implement justice in securing the God-given rights in which we were given. And people still, as elementary as this is written out, friends, people still don't quite understand what it means. In order to form a more perfect union, Establish justice. Who? We the people. Who is the government? We the people. Who does Nancy Pelosi work for? Chuck Schumer work for? Donald Trump work for? Who do they work for? They work for we the people, because they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Again, we receive our rights from God. We delegate authority in trusting representatives to uphold the laws that God has established. Period. No one can deny this. You know, right after it talked about how that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, you know, it says prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed, will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient, okay, short-term causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed, inclined, friends, to suffer. While evils are sufferable. In other words, instead of dealing with the corruption, you'll continuously take the abuse. Instead of dealing with corruption, you'll continuously take their abuse. Their unlawful totalitarian abuse. You'll take their bullying, friends. You know, yesterday, as a matter of fact, we played some audio of that of Nancy Pelosi talking about how they play the game, both the right and the left, if you're caught up into that paradigm, that little game that they've created. She told you exactly Saul Alinsky tactics, friends. Isn't it interesting? They know the minions of Satan himself. But to do good, they know not, the Bible says. Yep, that's right. Out of her own mouth, the smoking gun. She told the American people the system that they play, and yet they're allowed to stay there. Yep, as the Declaration of Independence tells us, they're more inclined to suffer while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the absolute despotism, what the government now says, friends, above that of the people, what the king says, what the prince says, right? It's their right, it's their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Hey, friends, do you realize that when I'm reading the Declaration of Independence, do you understand that this is a direct assault on the foundations of tyranny in America? Do you also remember that it was Nancy Pelosi that said it was an act of terror on the behalf of Michelle Bachmann to go ahead and read off in Congress our founding documents? This is how far you've let things go, America. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. Folks, we don't need a revolution. We need reformation. We need a lot of brooms in this country concerning individuals in communities, in cities and states, to pick up their brooms and sweep off and peruse the Constitution of the United States of America so you can understand who's obeying and who's disobeying. You've been so conditioned to be bullied by the media and corrupt politicians to actually sit down and believe that what they are doing is somehow justifiable in the sight of God and man. You know, it's funny I would say that too because I'm looking at Nancy Pelosi, the baser sort, who's appointed on purpose to dummy down the people at large. That's exactly why they're appointed. That's exactly why you have a Ocasio. That's exactly why you have a Tlaib now. That's exactly why you have a Keith Ellison. It's exactly why you had a Barack Hussein Obama, friends. It's exactly why you have a Schumer. It's exactly why you have a Gowdy. Folks, I can go across the boards. Notice they're not getting smarter and more intelligent. They're getting dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. Because it shows you that the American people have become dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. Incrementally. Now, I'm saying that, friends, for the very purpose of building you up, not tearing you down. But you need to understand what's going on is happening by design. You know, I just said that this is interesting that somehow this is justifiable before God and man. Do you also remember when Nancy Pelosi talked about the word? Oh, that word. I just love the word. Folks, Jesus said back to them, you know not the love of God. My word has no place in you. And you only do the things that your father does, the devil.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Texas for a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president will take part in a roundtable discussion on immigration and border security in McAllen before heading to the Rio Grande. The president was dropping some strong hints that he may declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border.
This is a tremendous crisis at the border. Look at President Obama's statements from the past, numerous statements where he calls it a crisis. This is a crisis. You have human trafficking. You have drugs. You have criminals coming in.
Talks to end the partial government shutdown are at an impasse. California Republican Representative and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News only one side is willing to negotiate reopening the government.
The entire time these negotiations have been going on, it has been the president bringing offers to the Democrats. The Democrats have not one time made any counteroffer back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. There's more purgings going on across the United States. You can also jump over on our YouTube friends. It's Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Again, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Many of these channels are censoring conservatives more and more. And Americans... Again, I try to reiterate this point yesterday, but I must do it again. You need to understand what is happening here. This is, again, this is not only unlawful, friends. This is incredible that the American people just roll over in the face of what big tech companies are doing today. They're censoring you. Why would they do that, friends? Because they want control over you. That's why. That's why. I'm going over to Mr. George Washington, who had said, rightly, that if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent that we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Oh, my goodness, I could get off on this Nazi hunter thing right now. We've been watching some documentaries on Adolf Eichmann, war criminal under Hitler, Joseph Mengele, war criminal, and we watched others and how they were hunted down after the damage was done. After the atrocities took place, then the people responded. They didn't listen to the warning signs. They didn't listen to Jeremiah. Only did they learn after they read the book of Lamentations. Wait a second. The Lord tells us that prevention is better than cure, if obeyed, concerning His moral law. Psalm 19, verse 11. If you want to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you today, Steve?
Pretty good, Bradley. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just kind of lit up on this whole thing with Pelosi. And again, how it's just, they're being, you know, how do you want to say it? It's like a pinball machine. They just keep going back and forth and forth and back. And, you know, and we're talking about Nancy Pelosi throughout the show today and how she said that we'll act boldly and decisively on gun laws. Well, it's interesting because the Republicans, again, if you want to play that two-party system game, it's interesting to note how they had the House and they did absolutely nothing, but actually, in fact, under Donald Trump, banned gun bump stocks, as well as did 55 new gun legislation laws pass under a majority of, namely 26 governors throughout the United States of America under Republican governorships. So that's how good I'm doing today, just waking the American people up once again, my friend.
And as usual, they read only half of the constitutional. Half of the Bill of Rights there, because it talks about a well-regulated militia, and people this day are ignorant as to the militia. Our founders hated the standing army. At the time of the war, it was all militias. Militias were armies of the people, by the people, and for the people.
That's right.
To the people. They didn't come in there, and Washington would ask all those colonels and things on what would go on. You know, the Patriot was about Francis Marion, and the aristocrats didn't like Francis Marion because he kind of did his own thing. But they fought the British. And under Minnesota law, the Bill of Rights in Minnesota, it says that you aren't supposed to have standing armies, and standing armies are professional soldiers. So with that said, it means that we are the army. Everybody keeps talking about, well, that you don't need those guns. That's for the army. Well, yeah, we are the army.
That's right.
We aren't supposed to have this professional army that answers to the king that came in and stomped all over everybody and their rights. That's what the founders didn't like. So they had their own armies, and they sent the professional soldiers, the standing army of the King of England, they sent them packing back to England. And it was a well-known fact that their weapons were superior to military-grade weapons at the time, because they had rifling in their muskets, and they could be extremely accurate at a distance, and they just stood at a safe distance and just shot at the British. So by those standards, we would have better weapons than our normal army. You know, they would have never thought about outlawing the people having it, because they came and Washington even allowed them to go home and plant their crops and then come back to the war, because he understood that you got to take care of your normal life, because it wasn't supposed to be endless war.
That's right. Them dumb farmers, Steve, I'll tell you. Them dumb Minutemen, them dumb kids that actually stood up and fought on the behalf of the very lands in which we live today. I'll tell you what, 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population and 56 signers, giving us the longest standing constitution in modern history. Man, them were some real ignorant, dummy down individuals, weren't they?
Well, the one thing that always bothers me about the Republicans and conservatives and all that, and they always go gaga over the cops and all this stuff, but can you show me any time when a police state came and took over a country where the police force didn't just obey the government? I mean, when was tyranny ever stopped by the police or the army? They always obeyed. They always swung their allegiance. You know, right away when Hitler took control, you know, he was elected in, and the police and the army and everybody obeyed him. Until some outside force came and removed him, it has never been the military and the police force that ever protected anybody's liberty. It was It's always an outside force game, and the problem with, say, the Supreme Court is...
But wait a second, though. I want to answer that.
They ignore it.
Hang on a second, Steve. Hang on a second. You're saying a lot here. I was in Florida not too long ago, and there were some people from England, and what I did is went over and struck up a conversation, and the first thing I asked them is, how's your disarmament working out for you? And I said, how is the process if you need help from the police? What happens there? They just kind of shrugged it off, like, in disgust. And this woman said to me, she said, if we were to call the police, she said, sometimes it takes them 45 minutes to get to us. And she said, that's if they show up at all. And it's interesting, these anti-gunners, again, standing there with special groups of people, namely Secret Service in the United States of America, and I'm talking about what's going on in England over there, but they're standing there with Secret Service armed to the hilt, telling the people how they need to disarm and that they know better than they do, and yet they're standing there with Secret Service armed to the hilt around them, attempting to strip the people from the rights that were never given to the person to strip them away from them in the first place. So it's the people at large and prospective companies that are asking for what they're getting, Steve. They're asking for what they're getting. And for the sake of time, I'm going to piggyback on what Steve just said. And I want to go back to our founding forefathers. And I want you to listen to this carefully, America. You need to understand that, America, you are the militia. And just like Steve was talking about making the distinction between they and us, in this country, it's not they and us. It's not them, the government. It's not them, the military. Wait a second. The military is us. The government is us. And it's an extension of who we are. So we need to get rid of they. And really what that is just an excuse not to take responsibility for what you're allowing them to do if you really want to call it for what it is. But if you go to the Second Amendment, it states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, broken or violated, or infringed, by the way. Now, if we go over to that of Tench Cox, he was a delegate for Pennsylvania to the Continental Congress. The Pennsylvania Gazette published it on February 20, 1788. Listen carefully to what he said. This is your founders, friends, in contrast to what you're putting up with today. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. He goes on, the unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of who? The people. The people. And instead of highlighting dictators and their deceptive methods and disarming their people right before a mass genocide, hello, let's take a look at what some of the founders again said about guns. Because the average citizen's right to own them, and who the militia really was and is. Listen to what John Adams said. He said, arms in the hands of the citizens may be used at individual discretion for the defense of the country, the overthrow of tyranny, or private self-defense. Interestingly enough, I fell in the middle of a conversation where someone was telling one of my sons that you cannot defend yourself, and if you do, you're going to get in trouble by the government. Just think about that. And I looked at my kids and I said, that is not true. That is absolutely not true. That is what they want to teach you. That's what they want you to believe. And a question, folks, that I want to lay to your candor. Why would you let it go this far that if you defend yourself, the government stands there to accuse you of a crime, and the crime, defending yourself? And yet these are the same people that advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb. These are the same people that advocate and show more mercy and compassion for the criminal than the victims. Folks, the mercies of the wicked are cruel, it tells us in the book of Proverbs. We need to wake up. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some more quotes, piggybacking off my friend Steve in Minnesota. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey folks, here, let's just do this just so people can understand the relevancy of the Word of God and how it's applicable throughout time to the very end. It's interesting how criminals operate, is it not? Let's go back to 1 Samuel 13:19. Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel to make weapons, friends, to defend themselves. For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. What are they talking about? That they might defend themselves. That they might defend themselves, friends. They controlled them as long as they couldn't defend themselves. 1 Samuel 13:22, so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan his son was there found. There's the answer of to absolute control over the lives of the people. There was no spear found in the hand of any of the people that were enslaved. That were enslaved. My goodness, America. To disarm the people, the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith. Is on the debates in the several states' conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14th, Flag Day, 1788. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. I ask, who are the militia? This is George Mason again. addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788. He said, they consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. See how dummied down you have become? They can have security detail, but they want to disarm you? According to what George Mason just said, it was just the exact opposite. I asked, who are the militia, said George, asked. They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Wow, that's craziness. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people, listen carefully, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, as to how to use them. Folks, you can go do a Google search right now and just put classroom gun lessons in the 50s and the 60s, and you'll see a whole plethora of pictures come up. They used to teach gun courses in public schools. Whoa! Now they have taught the young people in public schools to accept video cameras everywhere, to accept fences around their schoolyards, to accept metal detectors before walking into a public school with armed guards present. I mean, whoa, this is craziness. Read Jeremiah 6:16, friends. Richard Henry Lee said, Federal Farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve what? Liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. But you have a Nancy Pelosi and anti-gunners. Of course, they are working for special interest groups. Matter of fact, we have a Sewell. I got to get this guy. He said, this is crazy for those that haven't heard this. Eric Swalwell is his last name. Swalwell. He had said that the government has nukes. Talking about disarming the American people. Bantering back and forth on a Twitter conversation. He said that the government had nukes. In other words, threatening the person, saying, well, listen, we're going to disarm you one way or another. This is what he said. Folks, I'm telling you, let me go back to this Nazi hunters that I was just watching. So watching Nazi hunters were those that went after war criminals like Adolf Eichmann and Joseph Mengele, however you want to say it, folks. And others, they waited for the atrocities to take place before they actually dealt with them. I do a whole piece on Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945. I say to the American people after I read through the crimes that they committed, wouldn't it have been better for the people to actually deal with these people before these atrocities took place? Do you know that a majority of the people that were doing the killing were saying that we were just taking orders? Oh, and I wanted to say something too. Steve had said that of how Adolf Hitler was voted in. Also keep in mind he had less than 3% of the approval of 80 million Jewish people. It was Hindenburg that convinced them to take Hitler in. So they lied to the people. I mean, let's just forget about Mein Kampf, right? Just let's forget about that he wrote the book in prison for murder. Let's just take that and put it all under the rug. Let's just completely sweep it under the rug and forget about who he is. But again, keep in mind that it came through force. Everything Adolf Hitler did was through force. As a matter of fact, when he first came onto the scene, people laughed at him. He was a joke. They were all saying that they were just taking orders. You know, I want to say this. Corruption can't do what corruption does unless somebody does it for corruption. Tyrants can't get away with the things that tyrants get away with unless they have someone doing their biddings for them. I've never understood that. The same way I've never understood how politicians, one and two, or a group of people, can bring a whole country to war. It's like, listen, if you want war, then we'll throw you in a cage match with you and that foreign leader that you say that we need to go battle with. Wait a second, if we go again back to the example that is set before us, America, concerning our forefathers, if there was a war that was worthy, they were the first ones to go. If there was a war that was just, they were the first ones to go. Just ask George Washington. Now they just say to you, hey, send your kids. We need them for these unconstitutional, unjust wars. And the American people just fall right in line. Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. I mean, that was probably one of the best things that the hippies ever did in their whole existence back in the 60s. Is when they were the ones out in the streets protesting the war crimes of Johnson and Nixon, and even that of Kennedy, who, by the way, was going to shut down the war. You know, the military-industrial complex was standing behind the president saying, listen, we want to go ahead and rob those coffers. We want to rob the monies that are in them coffers from the American people. That's why you have warmongering going on today, friends. They're just using your son. Oh, by the way, you don't have to listen to me when I'm talking about they just want to use your kids. Just ask Henry Kissinger, man. He's the one that said that that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for political foreign policy. It's all there. Everything's there, America. It's all in your face. Don't act like it's not going to happen to you sooner or later. It's going to. But going back to my point that I want to make, folks, they can't do what they do, just like Hitler couldn't do what he did, unless someone is doing it for him. That's a message to all the... And it's, I want to tell you something. We're all going to stand before the God of creation for either doing the right thing before him or doing the wrong thing. And we are going to pay for our deeds. For either doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And when you have people having you turn on good people, there's something wrong with you if you put yourself in that position and go along with it. There's something wrong with you. And it's not my threat, by the way. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. We're all going to face him on that day. The Bible says that when we stand there before him on the great white throne, that people are going to want to get away from him because they're going to be so terror-stricken. That just ain't going to happen. Folks, are you going to let this happen? Are you going to let this continue on, talking about we will act boldly and decisively on gun laws? She has no business doing it. Nobody in government has, and we're not talking about the felons. We're not talking about criminals. The only criminals that we're talking about right now are the likes of corrupt politicians trying to disarm the American people. Again, as they stand there with armed security detail trying to convince you that you need to disarm. Folks, we need to think about what's going on. We need to understand our history so we can understand, folks, what's happening is not lawful in so many different fronts. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention 1788. The Constitution never shall be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Then who will? Love you by what we do, Talk Team 23. See ya.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.